This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm. This is a Shareable mini episode where I ask the guest 10 important big questions and they have to answer them as fast as they possibly can. I call it Think Fast. Today on Think Fast, Michelle Natalia Moore is my victim for 10 rapid-fire questions that you have to answer as quickly as you can. Now, the rules of it are you have to answer as quickly as possible, but you can take as much time as you want to answer it. But it has to be the first thing that comes to your mind. The point is to think fast. Get it out of your mouth, and then you can kind of finish the thought as you're going. But I want level one instinctual responses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. What's one book everyone should read next?
Distracted by Maggie Jackson.
Great. You want to know why? Very on brand. You can tell me why. Absolutely.
Well, because it's on brand. So it comes to mind because we're all dealing with distraction. And she really breaks it down. She talks about loss of trust, loss of connection as pain points in society. And she articulates really nice. I think I even have it on my website, one of her quotes, something about how she has these new terms, like we're living in a virtual split screen world.
Really? That's good.
And how do we manage this split screen life and this nomadic life that's technology kind of inundated? And it's just a different perspective. It's hard to find female authors who write about this stuff. So I tend to remember the names of the authors if they're female. If they're guys, I forget the authors, unless they're super famous, like Hal Newport or whatever. Yeah. So I'm going to recommend that book by Maggie Jackson.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Question two, what's your favorite podcast? And as much as you want to, you can't say Shareable.
My favorite podcast, this one's easy because I listen to it all the time, is Krista Tippett's On Being.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Good one. Great. I fully endorse that.
And for people who don't know what it is, it's kind of the intersection of exploring spiritual paths and science and social issues. And she just has cool, cool thinkers.
Yeah.
All the time. Always from authors to business, anybody, but just they're all so brilliant. If you want to hear brilliant minds in a non-boring, long form kind of interview, it's a pretty long podcast.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I thoroughly endorse that. Okay, what negative experience in your life are you most happy that it happened to you?
Ooh, this question, am I really happy that it happened to me? I'm going to have to say it was a 16-year experience of being strongly encouraged. I'm not going to use the word forced, but strongly encouraged by my father to become a violinist. And I hated it. I didn't want to become a violinist. And so I spent 16 years studying violin, having very, you know, stressful sort of situations in terms of performance and time spent on it and finally having the guts to quit at age 16. So that experience was tough, but somewhere it took a long time for me to see the benefit of the experience. And the benefit of the experience, which I probably only realized maybe 10, 12 years ago, was what did it teach me? It taught me the importance of enabling your child. I only have one daughter, enabling your child to discover her purpose herself early on without projecting your own wish of, well, what you should be, right? And I think that was the important lesson out of that.
That's such a good one. And I'm just going to give like a blip vulnerability share here. But when I watch Moana with my 15-month-old daughter, just about to be 15 month older. When we watch Moana, which I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a whole message there about basically like go forge your own path. It gets me like a little choked up and missy. And I've seen this movie like 100 times at this point, but still I watch it and I'm like, you go your own way, daughter. Like I want to empower her with like superhero, you know, abilities and like the ability to like learn all those meta abilities and do amazing things. But like you pick what you're going to go do. Just make sure you're making the world a better place. That's the only criteria. Don't be a villain. Not in this family. Okay. Thank you for indulging that. What is a lesson that you wish you had learned earlier in your life?
Well, it links to the previous one. I wish I had learned to think about purpose, my own superpower or purpose or impact that I wanted to make in the world much earlier than I did. I only learned this about 10 years ago, really, really late.
I will tell you this as another quick vulnerable share, as someone who has been on that train my entire life, there are parts of it that are not great, because to keep going your own way and carving your own path and trying to do things that you're passionate about, whatever, the world conspires mostly against you for a good portion of it.
Oh, it's harder.
It's way harder. And there's difficulties on the other side of it too, but I will say that, like, you know, if you discovered it earlier in life, you just would have been like going against the headwinds the whole time. So 50-50, as long as you discover it, I think that's all that matters. Like, probably easier to have gone through like the awesome path you went, gotten all the experience, and now be like, now I'm equipped with awesomeness to go and forge my own path. So what is the most important skill of the future?
So I don't know if this is a skill, but in particular in this last year and a half, this ability to embrace and lean into uncertainty. It might be really close to the skill of building resilience. I think they're very close, but I'm going to say leaning into uncertainty, because, and knowing the gifts of uncertainty, knowing that they can really teach, uncertainty can teach us presence. It can teach us linking to the greater whole. It can teach us curiosity. There are so many things we can learn from uncertainty, and rather than just turn away from it, I think uncertainty is going to continue to increase. The pandemic taught us this, or introduced it, I would say. So I think it's a huge, it's a skill. I'm going to define it as a skill.
It's an interesting perspective to think of it as bearing with it gifts. I mean, everything negative comes with some light around it, but it's an interesting, I'm going to take some time to think.
So that is not my view. That is Joanna Macy, the deep ecologist's teaching that uncertainty has gifts.
Interesting.
I did not make that up. Just have to give credit where credit is due.
Okay. Everybody go look into that too. Okay. What industry or career path do you think has the most promising future or potential?
Okay. So if I'm going into my own space, I'm going to have two answers for this. Going into my own space for this, I'm going to say anything that helps people balance the digital world with the human world. Mm-hmm. So digital detox, retreats, you know, even the continuing wave of mindfulness, embodiment, training focus, and of course my work, harnessing attention.
Yep.
I think that is just at its infancy, right? We still are in the space with this distraction problem of, where cigarettes, you know, we didn't believe cigarette smoking was dangerous, right? We're there. Yeah. We all know it exists. We all do it, but it's no big deal. We can't really see its impact. Mm-hmm. Well, we can in the hope, and the pandemic, some of it's come to light. But anyway, but the other one, maybe the more tangible, another tangible one is renewable energy.
I would agree with that.
Innovation for renewable energy.
I encourage everyone to go into that. Please get us off these fossil fuels.
Yeah.
We need it. What's one thing everybody listening to this episode should go and do today? They have to either be able to fully start it and fully complete it today, or at the very least, if it's an important thing they should kind of start doing and continue doing, they can start it today. So it has to be a fully actionable thing for today.
Put your phone in a different room when you're with other people and when you're trying to do value added work.
Good Lord. Do you have any panic attacks you just induced? Are you driving? Did you just
super easy?
Are you safe?
Throw the phone in the back seat.
So I actually, in my car now, I have CarPlay in it. So I put it in like the little divider in the middle and I don't get to touch it, which is really, really great because I'm already distractible. So I endorse that decision. All right. Final three questions. Here we go. If you could have any one superpower, what would it be?
Get rid of corporate greed.
Ooh.
Or even change the metrics of how stocks are valued so that they're not valued based on The market forces so that the value is more based on measuring the triple bottom line, people, profit, purpose.
I feel like
that's the same thing, maybe. I don't know. Getting rid of corporate greed.
But I don't think that that's a superpower. I think there's something that would be the superpower that would allow that. Like, you would have to have the power of persuasion to have a conversation with someone who, with enough people to be like, or maybe mass persuasion to be able to get people to align different sort of, there's a superpower there that's needed. That's sort of like that's a wish, right? But you having an ability of some sort, whether, you know, you could cast spells, you could fly, you could turn invisible, you could.
Okay, I would cast the spell on people that have the mindset that profit has to drive everything.
And you would shift
the spell to a triple bottom line.
Got it. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Now, this is where the question gets interesting. What would you sacrifice to have that superpower?
What would I sacrifice?
What is the most you would sacrifice to have that superpower? It has to be something that you would miss if you lost it or sacrificed it.
What would I sacrifice? Something material or something immaterial?
It's completely up to you.
Okay, so this is so big. I mean, this is big. Because imagine if it actually happened, how the world would shift.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would shift completely. We would solve all the sustainable development goals. Yeah, I would sacrifice my entire net worth.
Okay.
I would give it away towards it.
Got it. Start over financially for it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. The final question. This is the big question. And when you and I first jumped on, you told me that we can't talk about sports and we can't talk about the Avengers, but I'm sorry. We have to. So in the movie Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, there is something known as the Infinity Gauntlet that is introduced. The Infinity Gauntlet is a glove, and in it you can fit six Infinity Stones, and those six Infinity Stones basically make up the nature of reality as we know it. Space, time, the mind, the soul, you name it. And basically the idea is that the holder of the Infinity Gauntlet, simply by snapping their fingers, has the ability to completely rewrite reality as they can imagine. They can do anything. Thanos used it to snap his finger and wipe out half of the universe, half of all life on the universe with a snap. And then the Hulk snapped and brought everyone back. And then Tony Stark, at the end of the Avengers Endgame, as Thanos was about to re-snap his fingers and snap away, you know, half of them and blah, 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 he got hold of the Infinity Gauntlet. He snapped his fingers and he got rid of Thanos and the whole thing. But it cost him his life. So here's the thing. I have this Infinity Gauntlet and I'm willing to give it to you. And if you put it on and you snap your fingers, you can completely rewrite any aspect of reality or the universe as you see fit. Literally nothing is off limits. This is the everything. But I will tell you this, it will cost you your life. So the question is, if I offer you this gauntlet, do you take it and put it on? And if you do, what happens after you snap?
I take it, I snap. And what disappears on this planet and any other planet with life forms?
It could be things you create also. Remember, it's literally anything. You could make time flow backwards. You could have, everything colored pink. It's completely up to you.
No, I think I'm clear. I would end abuse for all time. Any form of abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. I would end abuse.
Good answer.
That's worth a life sacrifice.
I agree with you. I have been Jeff Gibbard. This has been Michelle Natalia Moore. This episode has been Think Fast, and it's also been shareable.
Wait, don't leave. If you've never listened to my fancy outro, do it just once for me, please. Okay, if you enjoy shareable and you find it valuable, there's a few ways that you can support the show. One, you can share it on social media, which I strongly encourage. I mean, it's literally the name of the show, Shareable. Two, you can review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're an Overcast user, as many of my listeners are, make sure to click that star button on the episodes that you like. The third way that you could support the show is by blogging about it or discussing it on your own podcast or even by making a YouTube video where you talk about one of the episodes. And then the final way that you can support the show is by supporting it directly on Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes. Now, before I let you go, I want to tell you about one other thing. You see, Shareable is just one of many projects that I'm working on at any given time. I've got another podcast called Rogue. I do a live streaming show every week called The Heroic Council. I've got a blog where I release a blog post twice a week. And if you're looking to keep up with all sorts of different content that can help you grow and become a superhero in life, I want you to check out jeffgibber.me. That's where I list all of my current projects and projects that are coming up in the future, including my forthcoming book, The Lovable Leader. It would mean a lot to me if you could go and check out some of the other things I've worked on, because I put just as much of my heart into those projects as I do into Shareable. Thank you so much for being a listener. Thank you for being a supporter, and I hope to see you here on the next episode of Shareable.